Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I just hit record.
Okay, we're recording.
All right. Well, we're terrible at this.
No, we're great at this. This is go ahead.
This is
now we are terrible at it. You're right. Go ahead.
This is an audio drama show, and we're trying to talk and not be an audio drama right now, which is why it's not good.
This is Agent Sharp. We're in the audio drama still.
I could be Mika, I guess.
Yeah, you could be Mika. That would be fun if we should have just done all these in our characters.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, that would have been good. What were we thinking? Let's keep recording.
Okay.
Anyway, so we are here because we thought we'd give some more bonus content by going over the podcast reviews from the fans.
Yeah. So we are going to go one by one through all of the reviews on Observer Report.
All of them.
And give you our reaction. We are gonna skip the first
there it
two
is.
Because they're ours.
They are ours.
And
yes,
we're not gonna read our
Who are reviews. Ours? Have we introduced ourselves yet?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you are Nate Fisher.
I hope
the producer, writer, director, sound guy, and all the above.
Right.
Yes. And I am I'll wait.
Agent Sharp.
Yeah, baby.
I think they all knew you were Agent Sharp. They probably recognize my voice by now, too.
Oh, do they, though?
I think so, at this point.
I'm not using Sharp voice.
This is like our third or fourth bonus episode at this point.
That's true.
So.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so.
All right, sorry, I took a swig. No. Whenever I take a swig, you have to talk. So if you see me lift my bottle, you have to fill the space.
I'm so
glad. If I see you lift your bottle, I'll fill the space.
I'm so glad that everyone is hearing us talk about how to do this.
That's how we're doing
it. Good. I like it.
No, that's
organic.
It is
transparent.
As organic as your Snapple's juice. All right. Let's do this. So we're skipping the first two. Next one. Okay, so this is what we're doing. Reviews. Let's jump in.
So, yeah, maybe we won't do every review.
That's fair. I mean, there are a lot.
There are a lot,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
So let's just do the ones that stand out to us.
That sounds good.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. When we first launched Observer Report, I said I offered a $20 gift card drawing for anyone who reviewed my show. So I'll be honest, a lot of these first ones are my friends helping
nice.
Me out. Which, you know what? Podcasts need some help, especially when they're first starting out. So I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, don't be ashamed.
But eventually we will get to the ones that are people I don't know, which is good stuff. So
yeah. You're laying it all on the table for everyone.
I am.
Good job. You're being very transparent. People like that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they're not like, how lame. He like got his friends to review his podcast. I hope they don't go like that.
Should we be really transparent? I mean, technically, he's looking at me. What are you going to say?
What are you going to say?
I was just going to say that I should put a warning up about this episode.
Oh, that the
Yeah.
Yeah, you should warn them right now.
Okay.
I can't believe forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a warning to this episode if there's young children listening. There is some nudity in this episode. Nate's just in his underwear. So just be careful. just be aware for when when your ears hear it. just take caution. Gosh. Okay.
We can put sensor, you know, like the beeps in.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Maybe I will just randomly. Okay, we should stop bantering.
Yeah, we should stop doing that. You know why? Because I would not be in the room. You want to take he is fully dressed, everyone. We're fine.
You want to take this next one?
Yeah. Okay, the next one is from 2 years ago, without bumping the mic. He says, good stuff. Good job. It's 5 out of 5 stars. Great cast and good storytelling are what you're in for in this podcast. Kudos, I love that word, to the writer for bringing your fiction into the podcast world with this original story.
Oh, so that's YA, that's young adult. Young adult.
Yes.
Fiction.
Yeah. I'm hip and cool.
Yeah, fiction. No one calls it young adult fiction. It's yeah fiction.
Yeah fiction. That's right. Sorry, librarian, can I get the yeah fiction section?
Well, it's funny because I did not set out to write like a young adult fiction. I just was writing, but like it is. Observer Report really is technically young adult fiction. Like, it does fit that genre.
Yeah, I agree.
Partially because I wanted to keep it clean. I wanted it to be a family show, but it's just cool that, like, they said that before I thought it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah, he's right. It's young adult. Yeah, it's just funny. I don't have nearly as much depth as a writer as, like, everyone thinks I do, so
whoa,
it's great.
This is on par with Twilight, my friend.
Twilight. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Twilight. What other young adult novels are out there?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Is Harry Potter young adult? Or is, like, younger?
It's, I don't know.
I know the older books start to get...
I mean, they're not children's books.
Yeah, when you get further into the series, it gets a little more.
Yeah. Well, the story grows up with its audience, exactly. Right? Yeah.
All right. But, you know, this isn't about books. We're not talking... This isn't a book club.
That's right.
Let's move on.
I'm a fan and a shipper. Nice. This is by JDog1018.
Okay, are you going to do an accent?
I should.
You should.
5 stars.
Here we go, J-Dog. This is you.
What? I don't even know what accent. Oh, okay. All right. I'll give you my...
Be careful.
Here we go. Be careful. Such a fan. Only 2 episodes in, but so good. My favorite characters are Zuri and Dash. They are the best and have such funny banter in episode 1. Hashtag more Dash.
Hashtag more Dash.
There you go. That was my Western Southern.
That was what? Western Southern?
I don't know what that was.
No, that was, I liked it.
It was like a Southern
no,
accent.
No, that was good.
So like the Savannah. Like the Savannah.
Is it Savannah?
It's got to kind of roll off.
You just offended every like Savannah.
Molasses. I'm doing Andy from The Office.
Oh, I see.
If you don't know.
Oh, Andy from... Oh, yeah. Right? He did that Southern accent. Yeah. Or Savannian.
Is
it Savannian?
Well, the game they play is called Savannah. So he talks about how no one else is doing the accent right.
Right. Got it. My bad. Yeah, as you were. Well, J-Dog, apparently you're from Savannah.
He's not. Actually, I know
Oh,
him.
Dang. Oh, okay.
Great
that
guy.
That was one of your friends?
That was one of my friends.
Okay, so he doesn't care that you give him an accent.
No, he won't care. He'll think it's hilarious.
Cool.
I hope.
If you don't, you know, send the email is... Nate, what's your email?
Let's move on. Okay. This is by B-Baller 2009. It says, excited. 5 stars. Haven't got a chance to dive in yet, but I've heard great things and can't wait to get invested in these characters and their life events. It is a little interesting to have a review from someone who hasn't had a chance to dive in yet.
Hey, B-Baller 2009. There's other podcasts out there that could use some 5 out of 5 stars. I'll just tell you about it.
You're just handing them out.
Yeah.
I know. There's this one called The Seed.
Hey-o. There you go. The Seed Podcast. Yeah. Who's the host on that one?
What's that?
Who's the host on that one?
This guy named Jeff LaFortune. He also plays Agent Sharp in Observer Report, if you've heard that. I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
So The Seed. Check it out.
All right. There you go.
I think this was someone who was going for the $20 gift card drawing. And so they're like, I haven't listened to it, but I want $20, so I'm going to review the show. And you know what? I'll take all the 5 stars I can get, so I'm not complaining.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, that was good.
Let's do it.
Very professional. This is from Pastor Kurt. 5 out of 5 stars. That's right. It says, wow, this podcast sounds amazing, all caps. I feel like I'm watching a Hollywood blockbuster movie. Well done. There
solid.
You go. That is a solid review.
Pastor Kurt is a good friend of mine. And,
okay.
Yeah, and I actually, I work with him on Spyance Mission X, which is also linked on the Fennec Fox website.
Nice. So, Fennec Fox is everywhere.
If you have children and you want to introduce them to faith-based content that is high-quality production value, check out Spiance.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to skip this next one, save it for last.
Save that one for last. We're going to tuck that in the pocket.
All right. Entertaining. This is 4 out of 5 stars. By The Truth Is Out There 99.
Nice.
X-Files reference, if you don't know.
That is beautiful, yeah.
Okay, this is one of the first reviews that I'm 100% sure is not somebody I know. So now we're finally getting into, like, the...
No, I know him, but that's fine.
Oh, you do?
No, not at all. I'm kidding.
Well, okay.
4 out of 5 stars.
Go. Yeah, now we're getting into, like, the legit, like, random people deciding to review the show. Nice. Which is where it gets... even better.
But, to be fair, all the ones that did leave reviews before that, we still appreciate those just as much.
Absolutely.
Yes. Go ahead.
Fun listen and love the story. Wish there would have been more time put into character development, but overall it was enjoyable. Give it a listen. You know what? I like this review because it's one of the first reviews we got that I felt like I got some really honest and helpful feedback.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't just like a, it's great, yay, 5 stars. It was like a, here's how you could improve. And, like, you need both of those, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good. And I took that very seriously.
Yeah, you did.
The way I cracked season 2. So that goes to show, when you write a review, it can seriously have a real impact on the show.
Yeah.
It's important.
So if you guys have any thoughts, leave those reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We do take them into consideration and lose sleep over them.
That is accurate.
That is very accurate. Okay. It's great. Is
yep,
that what we're doing?
Yep.
Rhino509 says, it's great. 5 out of 5 stars. The story is entertaining, and the sounds and score really build an amazing atmosphere, which is so true. I've said it once. I'll say it again. Your music, spot on.
Thanks,
Every time.
I don't know about every time.
Every time. Anyone tells you otherwise, you smack them in the face for me. Tell them it's from Jeff.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Very good stuff.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the review that won the $20 gift card drawing. So, congratulations.
Congrats, Rhino.
Yeah.
What do you think Rhino went and bought?
You gotta wonder.
What do rhinos buy?
Leaves? A salad? I don't know. I'm channeling...
Wow. That is deep.
I'm channeling Ice Age.
Yeah, okay. Rhino's by, okay. There right. you go. Yeah, that's good. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe he went and took him all to a sloth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ice Age. No affiliation.
No. Go ahead. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Let's do that.
Ooh, I want that one on the left.
Get it.
Okay. Holy Aliens! I just wanted to say it out loud. Just Grace 77 gives 5 out of 5 stars and says, fun and entertaining story. Can't wait for season 2. And I was with her on that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait either.
Oh, man. The ship went down at the end of season 1. Spoiler alert for anyone who's listening. But honestly, if you're listening at this point, come on. This is not what you want to start off with.
No.
So, yeah.
Maybe we'll put a spoiler tag on it. I don't know.
There you go.
Maybe we won't. Just let them.
I think Sharp joins the team right towards the end of the last episode. They get into the spaceship, flying away. Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Yeah. So.
This is from Ghost Rider 1982.
Okay.
Yeet. 5 stars.
Yeet.
Great show. Wish he took a little more time diving into the details of the show and painting a fuller picture, but the overall piece is well done. If you like UFOs and adventure, then give it a listen. Overall, epic.
Nice.
Awesome.
Overall, epic.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the criticism, but still the 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Like, thank you for, like, because they're helping us out and also giving, you know, it's good. That's good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
The character development did, it's so good in season.
It definitely
you,
got, yeah.
Oh my gosh, the ride, everything got big up so much better. Oh, I love it. Season 2 is my favorite season so far.
Same. I actually, we talked about this before we started recording, but there has been times I've really wanted to go back and, like, remaster season 1.
Yeah.
But I just don't have time.
I get it.
I don't have time. I mean, I can remaster season 1 or I can make season 3.
Exactly.
And I'd rather just make season 3.
Yeah.
Let's just go on. Yeah.
Totally get it. But if you're looking back the whole time, like I said, you don't move forward.
Exactly.
So you got to move forward. Okay. What you got? fun sci-fi at its best. Brother Bear 80. Oh, Brother Bear.
I love this review.
Great movie.
Sorry.
And you're going with the review, but I'm just like, the Brother Bear was a great movie.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, Brother Bear 80 says, please don't give us the first season and ghost us like so many before. I like this story, and so do many others. Please give us more. Is this after season one was ended and everyone's waiting for season two?
That's exactly when this came out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was that review that caused me to create an announcement episode for season two.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted to make sure everyone knew, hey, oh yeah, we're absolutely making season two. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's wondering, yes, we are making season three too. So there you go.
Yeah, we are.
Boom.
Very excited about season three.
Me too.
I'm very excited.
Dude, so season two is better than season one. Season three is going to crush season two.
Yeah, and then season four is going to crush more.
That's right. Maybe by then we'll just own the whole audio drama verse. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
One sip at a time.
Yeah. So who do you think's better? Who did the sound for and music for Brother Bear?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, who did it for Tarzan?
Phil Collins.
There you go. It was Phil Collins. Who's better, Nate Fisher or Phil Collins?
Ugh. That's not even fair.
That's not fair. Well, you guys are two different styles.
Well, that's
true. I think so.
That's
so
fair.
You're good at doing your
apples
style.
And oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at style. Nate.
You're good at oranges. He's good at apples.
Right.
Yeah. Moving on. I love throwing this stuff at Nate because he has no idea what to say. It's like, wait, what? Oh,
I hope someday I get to have as much impact as Phil Collins on the music world. That'd be amazing.
Dude, yeah, you should. You do a good job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Take this next one.
I take this next one?
Or you, Blue? I'll take it.
You take it? Yeah. You know what?
Because you did
I'll
the last
allow
one.
You to take it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. So generous.
Yo, I know. I'm a giver.
Blue Cat Ship. Five
Wait, what?
Stars.
What was that?
Blue Cat Ship.
Oh, Blue Cat Ship.
With a P.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hey, it sounded like what it sounded like. Okay, go ahead.
Apparently, I don't enunciate my P's enough. Sorry. Five stars. Season two, please. Where's my spacecraft?
Mm.
I like this one. Okay. Here we go. The story was fun and intriguing, and they are learning as they go in storytelling, but they have a good core concept and are improving on it. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. The aliens get more depth, believability, and start out fun with a bit of intrigue, a good start. The Earth military spy stuff might need more work, but also shows signs it'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
The ordinary human and alien characters are engaging, and several bits are fun. The music is really good. Exceptional True. For an amateur podcast. Thank you.
Yep.
The sound effects are pretty good, and the voice acting and sound dynamics on that are very good. Very pro.
True.
Awesome. Hoping we get more character development and more about the stories, aliens, and their world, plus the humans. I enjoyed the heck out of this and didn't want to put it down a few months ago when other fans recommended it to me.
To be fair with the story writing, I was thinking about this.
Well, this is before season two. This was after season one, before season two.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Right.
Honestly, season one, origin stories are so tricky because you have to focus on the origins of them. You don't really get to tell a full story. You get to tell, like, just the beginning parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't really get to dive into life problems and everything else. I felt like season one was like the trailer to a bigger story.
For sure.
In a way.
Oh, yeah.
And season two is where we really got to dive into the mm-hmm. characters. Now that everything's set, now that everyone had their backstories and histories put out there just a little,
yeah.
We get to really dive into the characters in season two. And that's what I loved about season two so much.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's true of every show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about The Office season one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's funny you say that. I was literally thinking about these, and I was thinking about season one versus season two. I thought The Office.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
No one really, like, The Office was good season one.
Friends season two.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just takes a season to get
it does.
Going. It really does.
It really does.
Okay. You want to take this one?
Yeah, I do. Wow. I hope that didn't clip.
No, I don't think it did.
It says, wow, 5 out of 5 stars by Aaron Strix. Because he's super strict. Observer report. Well, what can I say? Not what I expected at all. Total garbage. No, it doesn't say that. It says, it has comedy, sci-fi, thrill, backstory, but not too much. Just enough for the first season.
Hmm.
True. completely blew me away within the first 10 minutes. I truly want more. I personally do not have any issue with anything these amazing actresses and actors have done on this amazing audio theater for the Mind Drama Sci-Fi podcast. I read that really weird. That was a mouthful. Okay. Great job, everyone. I can't wait for the developers to make more. For any listeners, share with all your friends on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Seriously, did we pay this guy?
We did not. Oh, I don't even know who this is.
He is plugging good. Yeah. I mean, this is great stuff.
Right.
And obviously on social media platforms. Much love. Peace sign, alien head sign, 100% sign, and fire sign.
I like it.
Dude, that was... Solid. That was a great review.
This is one of my favorite reviews. Whenever I feel depressed and down about like stuff, I go read this review. I'm like, huh.
That was really, really good. Seriously, like that's the stuff you pay for.
Right? Yeah, man, this was wind in my sails. I was
like, oh, for sure.
So helpful. All right. Davix1988, 1988. 3 out of 5 stars, and it says so good. The sound effects and background music is so good in this podcast. A little times too loud that you can't hear the voice acting, but still good.
How do you feel about that part?
That's probably accurate. I mean, I'm a composer first, and a sound designer second. So maybe my own bias makes the music a little loud sometimes.
I get it.
It's probably fair. I also learned a lot about mixing through the process of creating season one.
Yeah.
So season two, I think, solves that issue.
Okay.
I think season two didn't fall into that same
problem.
The story is good and keeps you engaged, but don't understand why Martinez went bad. Was against killing and then ends up killing? The voice acting is all right, but please change Alan's mom's voice. Doesn't fit the podcast at all. But overall, really good and highly recommended. Also, the original song Mayday is so good. Okay.
Agreed with that last comment.
Absolutely.
Mayday was dope.
Mayday was dope.
Oh, it was so good.
Mayday was the lyrics and melody were created by Felicia, who is Zuri. And then I created the music track, and then we recorded it here at Fennec Fox Studios. So,
nice.
That was a ton of fun to create that song. And you know the best thing? I have to tell you this story.
Yeah, hit it.
The best thing about Mayday is it was spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Okay, we weren't planning on making this, like, making a song for the finale. I was just going to do, like, the regular A Different Report theme music.
So what happened was you and Felicia were in this studio, and you just broke into song.
Not,
like a
well,
Disney movie.
Almost.
No, I get it. That's what happened, guys.
Exactly. No. She was over to record lines for Zuri.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, just out of the blue, like, hey, by the way, I've written this song. And I just wanted you to hear it. I was like, okay, dude, sing it. She sang it. I was like, oh my gosh. Dude, we need to make this for Observer Report. That's the finale. She's like, that's a great idea. And that's how it happened. So it wasn't like this, like,
that's cool.
I wasn't like, hey, Felicia, write a song.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out of nowhere, and I love that so much because there's a lot of good and bad here.
No, there is. I totally agree. I just wanted to focus on that one part because that song is very good. I have it on my phone.
So I want to talk about. So okay, Martinez was against killing that ends up killing. Okay, let me explain.
Yeah. Yes. Please dive in.
Yeah.
I've had to talk to people about this as well.
Okay.
Okay. So what happens in the story is that Sharp is told by the head honcho, the commander, that this guy has to die.
Yes.
You need to take care of it. Sharp, however, doesn't want to take his team down that dark road of killing an innocent man. So he takes it on himself, that responsibility on himself, and tells the rest of the team, hey, we're just going to take him in. No big whoops. Let me handle him. You guys guard outside.
Right. So Martinez thinks the mission is not to kill the guy.
Correct.
Martinez is completely 100% loyal to that mission.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not here to kill the guy. We're here to capture him.
Right.
Sharp knows he has to kill the guy, but he doesn't... Like you said, thank you for explaining my story to me.
Right. No, I get it.
So Sharp goes in there, and he's ready to kill this guy, and he's going to make up a story about how he, you know, was just defending himself. Well, Martinez walks in when he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And sees that Sharp's about to kill the guy.
What was Sharp doing? Sorry.
Sharp was about to kill the guy.
I know. Martinez walks in and he sees what? Sorry.
Right.
I have to play down differently in my head. Go ahead.
That's fair. Go ahead. So now Sharp explains to Martinez that the real mission is actually to kill the guy.
Yeah.
Martinez is loyal to whatever the mission is. So now Martinez, oh, well then let's kill him.
Yeah.
So that's why Martinez changes all of a sudden. Like, well, let's kill him. That's a mission. And Sharp, at the same time,
right,
realizes that he doesn't like what he's becoming and doesn't want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they flip-flop.
Right.
Now, that's the safe face answer. Now, let me give you the real answer.
I like that one. Let's not do the other one.
Let's not do the other one.
No, that was great.
The other answer
that
is...
That was very, very well done.
I am actually not a great writer. You guys think I am.
No. Let's fix that just a tad.
Okay.
You were learning how to be a writer.
Thank you.
For season
that's
one.
That's fair. I'll take that.
You are a good writer now.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks. That's nice.
Also, you were building up that specific scene, I think, pretty early on, too.
Yes, I was.
Before other scenes that were before that scene.
Right.
You were building that one. So that was your freshest version of yourself writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so there had to be a falling out between Sharp and Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the best scenario I came up with to create that falling out.
Correct.
And, you know, in retrospect, I could go back and come up with like a better scenario to make it more, you know, believable and whatever. But so that's why. That's why Martinez all of a sudden goes bad. He went bad because the writer wanted him to, okay? That's what it is.
That's how that goes, all right? The writer doesn't like the guy playing Martinez. No, just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
No, Andre would love you. You know
Andre
that.
Is awesome. He's very good at what he does.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it said, please change Alan's mom's voice. Doesn't fit the podcast at all. Okay. All right.
Now, to... What,
I've received good and bad reviews about this.
I know where you stand. So
I realize that Dolores is a sitcom trope. I know. I understand. I realize that. I think it's hilarious.
She's
I enjoy
great.
It.
Her show, voice is funny.
The show needs something just comedic. Anyway. Okay. So the actress who plays Dolores, she's a good friend of mine. I was just randomly walking by one day, and I heard her do that voice just for fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. We should put that in my podcast.
There it is.
And that's how that became Alan's mom. And, you know, like it or not like it, it's fine.
Like it or not like it, she's in there, so.
well, the thing is, like, it's not like I can go back and, like, I can't just all of a sudden have Dolores' voice be different.
That would be a lot of work
cast.
For you. Yeah.
I mean, I could go back and retro-record all of her lines. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm not going to do that. Re-export all of those
I mean,
files.
Your voice wouldn't fit in it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other problem.
That is. Hey, do Dolores' voice. I just want to hear it.
Alan! Alan, it's your mother!
When are you going to come over for dinner?
It's the best I got.
My son never calls.
Oh, you know what's funny? Nobody ever calls.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, you know what's funny about that is it's really, really hard to do that voice quietly.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a scene where I told her, like, I need Dolores to, like, kind of
whisper
here. But... And she was like, Nate, you can't.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah. So, like, I played it off in the show as, like, she's just always loud.
All the time.
And there is no making Dolores quiet.
Yeah,
and
I remember I remember Zuri being like, shh.
Yeah. I had to write in Zuri shushing her because
really?
She can't be quiet.
That's so good. Oh, man. That is a hard voice to do, though. Even doing it now, you feel it in the back of your throat.
For sure.
You have to force it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't give her too many lines at once because, like, you're going to get so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for that review, Davix. You got a lot of attention here.
You did get a lot of attention.
I love this one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Would you like me to, or would you
do
want
it?
To?
Yeah, you okay. Do it. I just did one, so it's your turn.
The last frontier is on Earth and has no clue what's going on.
That's a great title.
That is great. Ginger Night Owl. Okay, it says, only a few episodes in, and this project has certainly captured my attention. It took a bit, the story was a little slow at first, and I admit I found Zuri to be an insufferable know-it-all. But as the show goes on and her character develops, I see her working in it. Oh, man, I've totally messed up that one. Sorry, Nate. This is a little look-see okay. into how we record.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a run-on sentence, man. Throws me off every time. Okay, so anyways. It took a bit. The story was a little slow at first, and I admit I found Zuri to be an insufferable know-it-all, but as the show goes on and her character develops, I see her working in it and trying to become better. Her interaction with other characters are great, and they get better throughout the series. I love Mira's quirkiness and Alan's, oh no, here we go again, attitude. The government and spy guys are interesting, and I hope they develop more. Their story is a little convoluted and hard to understand, but I have hope that the characters will get fleshed out and their part in the story will become clear. Keep going, guys. It's great, and I can't wait for more. How'd you feel about the government and spy guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In season one, they are a side character, mm-hmm. and that never intended to make any more, like, any bigger in the show.
Yeah.
So later on, when I decided to make them bigger, I was like, oh, I better develop this more. So yeah, I mean, they're definitely an undeveloped character, especially in season one, for mm-hmm. sure. I mean, they got fleshed out quite a bit in season two.
Oh, in season for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's something else coming up that's going to flesh them out even more, which we'll talk about at the
very
end.
Very exciting. Very Absolutely. Exciting stuff. And to be fair, I love Mira's quirkiness and Alan's oh no, here we go
yes.
attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Love it so much.
They're so fun. I love writing those too.
The first time I listened to episode one, I instantly enjoyed Mira and Alan so much. Actually, Alan gets more flesh out in episode two, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, episode yeah. two, yeah. The actress, Megan.
Megan.
She's funny.
Megan is Mira.
Megan is Mira. No, Megan's not Alan. Are you sure?
Oh, man. I better go check now. I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Go check your notes, man. But Megan does a great job with Mira. Oh, very good. And she stepped it up so much in the second season.
Oh, for sure.
So assertive. Her character went from this background quiet.
Shy,
but
reserved.
Still knew what she was talking. When she knew what she was talking about, she would talk a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, as long as she was in her element. Yeah. But now she's very just, like, she takes charge.
She's learning how to be a leader.
Yeah.
But she had to learn how to be a leader when Zuri wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
Like, she had to, like, learn how to fill that back.
And not only that, but Megan's acting. You just, oh, man. Oh, so good now. So good. Not that it wasn't good before, but it's gotten
improved, right?
It's improved For sure. so much.
Absolutely.
And Alan, well, you know.
No. Alan is so fun to write. I think I personally relate to Alan,
his character,
the best of okay. all the characters in the show.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of why Alan's in the show, to a point,
because mm-hmm.
he's the one that the humans, the listeners, the everyday listeners are relating to.
Yeah, yeah. He's,
you're seeing the story through his eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. True. And Chris is also probably one of the funnest ones to record with because he makes up some lines on the fly.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of ad-libbed lines in his room report.
He's a master of ad-lib.
Absolutely. Yeah. PW122456 says, I like it. 5 stars. I think it's fantastic. Could be dinged here and there by really picky people, but I think it's good. I think that's an accurate thing for, like, an amateur show with no budget that, like, it does, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is very accurate. Yeah.
It's not a Hollywood production.
It's not. But there are a lot of picky people in the world, too. So we're going to get that.
All right. Okay.
This is so you.
Yeah.
You have things to say.
All right. Okay.
Do you want me to read so you can say? Go for it. You do your thing.
Yeah.
What would you prefer, Nate?
I don't even know how to do this one.
Do you want to do this part and leave that part?
No, we'll do the whole thing.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Mr. Transparency.
Yeah, okay. So this is from Dolson 4830. Too sporadic, 4 out of 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now this has a first section and then it has an update later. So, first section, I really enjoy this podcast. My only complaint is that the second season is extremely sporadic. There seems to be no rhyme or reason for when they release a new episode, and I find it extremely frustrating. So you never know from 1 week to the next, or from 1 month to the next, if they're going to come out with a new episode, or if they just decided to quit. Okay, and I got defensive when I read this, and I made a whole episode, like a bonus episode, responding to this review.
Yeah, it was just a response. Yep.
It was a response to this review. And I, you know, I have since deleted that because I decided I was being too defensive and I didn't need to air it in front of like the whole audience. It doesn't even know about this review.
Yeah.
Half of my audience hasn't even read the review, so they don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's true.
So I got rid of it, but basically in that I just explained, you know, the complications, the difficulties of creating this and trying to keep a schedule, you know, and it's hard. I've got a family and stuff. Anyway, talked about all that.
No. Continue.
The
work and effort that you put into this is insane.
Right.
Like, you put so much time into this. Getting each actor to come in, record, because it has to be recorded well. You can't just record onto a phone.
Right.
So you have to set up those times. You have to do those scheduling. You do not only the work of the sound design, you do the work of an agent, multiple agents for multiple actors, trying to find the right actors to fill the spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Writing the show,
writing the music for the show. you do a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes time.
The sound effects.
It takes time.
Funding it.
Yep. And then there's the beautiful editing.
Yeah.
Man, it's amazing how much editing it's tuck sucks time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I laid it all out. And I really appreciate this person actually came back and updated their review. And I think it's pretty cool. They said, okay, I heard the explosion. I think they meant explanation.
Yeah.
I heard the explanation or explosion.
Yeah.
As to why Observer Report is being released so sporadically. First, let me clarify that my previous comment had nothing to do with the actors, the writing, the sound design, the music, the editing, etc. All of these are excellent, and because of them, I have recommended the podcast multiple times.
Nice.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. My statement was specific to the release of each episode and not knowing the future of the show, as this past year and a half has caused more than a few creators to up and quit, leaving listeners hanging. Okay. Yeah, makes sense. I fully understand that putting out a podcast, and in particular an audio drama, is hard work and a huge time commitment, even for those lucky enough to live off the government during lockdown. Live off the government, in quotes. And those people have actual lives with families and friends and real jobs. I completely understand the time and effort that goes into writing, recording, editing, etc., and that is why I don't do it. I have neither the time nor creative talent to do so, which is why there was zero criticism aimed at those aspects of the show. I was addressing a legitimate concern that I and maybe other listeners also have. So thank you for the explanation. Sorry if I offended anyone by expressing my curiosity about the delays. And that's the end.
Yeah. Well, I'm offended. I'm leaving. Putting my headphone down.
No. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I appreciated that update, that response.
Yeah, and it takes a big person to do that.
It does.
That's awesome. Like, good job at you. Dolson? Dolson 4830.
4830, yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys want to go check that out.
And I felt bad. I felt bad for getting defensive, but yeah. I really genuinely did want everyone to understand.
Yeah.
How much work goes into this.
A lot of work does go into it. And your heart and soul has been put into this show.
Absolutely.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
That you'd be defensive for it. It's like being defensive over a child.
So yeah.
This is your baby.
Oh, don't make fun of my kid. Oh,
oh man.
Smackdown. What would you do if somebody made fun of your kid, Jeff?
If someone what?
made fun of your kid?
You'd probably be getting a call from me to see how we can get rid of a body.
I'd help you with that. I don't know. I'm not sure what I would do if you called me about that. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
you know
exactly what you would do. Because I'd have to get rid of two bodies. No, I'm just kidding. No, my wife has actually had to talk me down several times. Just like, even when it's other kids making fun of my kid at the playground, I'm like, what'd you say? How tall you are? Come here for a minute. Let me put you in your place. And she's like, babe, he's five. I'm like, that's true. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep. Pretty good, says Rich 8. And this is talking about how much money you have. 5 out of 5 stars. Enjoyable story. It kept my interest. Some of the acting might need some improvement, but overall it was very, very was worth listening to. No, that was not me misreading. it was worth listening to.
Sure. Yeah.
What
do you think about that, Jeff? Some of the acting might need some improvement. Are you talking about you?
Definitely. You know how much editing Nate has to do to make me sound like I'm actually legitimately saying the lines I'm saying?
Oh, I should do a blooper reel at the end of this.
Oh, you should. Let's do that.
Then we're going to hear it.
Then you're going to hear it. You're going to hear all of my little faux pas. Yeah, it's so good.
I think your acting is really good, Jeff.
And you stop that.
Like all of the core cast, I think, do a great job.
I think so, too.
I have some peripheral characters that I mean, not all of them.
Tread lightly.
What?
I said tread lightly.
Tread lightly?
Yeah.
No.
They're actors. We need them to come back.
I'm not going to. No.
Okay.
Just trust me here.
I do trust you. Except for what you're about to say.
I mean, like, so for some of my actors, like, they don't live in Spokane, so I have to have them record remotely, which you always sacrifice some audio quality when you're recording remote. And I can't be there to direct, like, tone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. And, like, I mean, there's a couple characters that maybe I think, like, oh, I could be picky and go back and recast and maybe make the part better.
Oh, but here you go.
I'm not going to give any specifics, but
here's a question for you. As a producer of an audio drama,
yeah,
what would you tell... I can come up with something. What would you tell an actor who wants to be part of an audio drama if they're sending in some recording? What would you have them do or maybe not do?
Oh, my word. Yes, thank you for this.
Yes.
Yeah, this is my soapbox right here. I'm going to try to keep this
short.
Under like 20 minutes, right?
You have like two.
Yeah. Okay. If you are recording remotely for any kind of acting, audio drama or whatever,
he has so much he wants to say, guys. I can
I am trying to like put it all together.
Narrow it down.
I actually made a YouTube video about this. If you really want the full rundown, you can go to Nate Fisher. I have a YouTube channel that talks about all this. But here's the bullet points. First of all, you need to be in a space that is distraction free as far as noise, and you don't understand how loud refrigerators are. Yeah. Until you turn a microphone on and listen to it. They're loud. Appliances in general are loud, so you need to turn off the appliances or get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what you don't need. You don't need a $5,000 microphone.
No.
You don't.
No.
I have used recordings that were recorded on a smartphone that, after a little bit of light editing, sound completely professional.
That's fair.
You can absolutely get a professional sounding recording on a smartphone. Mm-hmm. You do not need a $1,000 microphone. It doesn't hurt to have better equipment if you have the budget for it. Mm-hmm. But microphone should never be, should never stop someone from trying to do that. But you have to have a no background noise. And then the other thing you need to do is you need to find some way to prevent echoes and reverberation from getting into your microphone. This is the part that most people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a recording from someone recording remotely, and you can hear, like, they're in a room. You hear their room.
Yeah.
You hear all the echoes of all their walls. I'm like, do you hear that? Because this character's supposed to be outside.
It's almost like people who are waves.
Yeah, people who are outside don't sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the easiest thing to do, take a big, thick comforter blanket, put it over yourself and your microphone, boom, reflection's gone.
Yep.
You don't have to have a fancy recording studio. You don't have to buy thousands of foam pads and put them all over all your walls. Just take a blanket. Boom. Problem solved.
Done.
Nice. Or get on your bed and record under your blankets. Problem solved. Boom.
I've actually had to send lines in to Nate doing that.
Yeah, and it works.
It works very well. It totally works. It's like, but I just need one more line.
Yeah, we've done that like, a couple times.
Yeah, we have.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I'll get editing and I'll realize, oh, this doesn't make sense. I need another line, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
So
I get it.
There I am, hitting you up.
Yeah, man.
And then I have to make it sound like the other lines that record on a different microphone. That's fun. But that's another
You topic. Don't need fancy microphones, but we do have ours.
It helps.
It does help.
Dude, I record Observer and Report. Some people would be like, yeah, this makes sense. Other people will be like, what? No way. Mm. So I'm just going to put this out there.
Go for it.
We record Observer and Report on a Blue Yeti USB mic.
What? No way.
Honestly, it's not an expensive microphone. comparatively. Mm-mm. But it does a great job because I know how to record. You have to know how to record.
Anyway, yeah. I actually use the same one for mine as well.
That's enough of that soapbox.
Yeah, get off that soapbox, man.
All right.
You get soap out of it.
I don't know if we should keep that in. It's long.
That's good. That needs to be
I'll
said.
Leave it there? Okay, I'll leave it in.
Listeners right. need to know.
All right.
Future actors need to know.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe when you're recording, don't do it while your dad's mowing the yard outside.
That's important.
That's huge. I can't. Okay, I want to ask something. I don't know if I should.
Do it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it might. Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready or not.
Ready for toes to be stepped on?
Uh-oh.
Just one.
Okay.
What is the worst recording? Don't have to name names.
Okay.
Worst recording handed in, and why?
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I didn't. Worst recording handed in.
Was it me?
Could
have been me. I did do that one with a reverb turned all the way up. And you're like, dude, turn your reverb down.
There was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded like I was recording in a bathroom. I want to say yes because it would be funny, but I was not. Woozy Woo Woo says, really good. 5 out of 5 stars. Great audio drama.
And that's it.
That is beautiful. You know what
Short and sweet.
Short, sweet, to the point. I love it. All right.
That just demonstrates how easy it is to write a review of a podcast. All you have to do is just put great audio drama.
Speaking of which, guys, as a person that has their own podcast, as Nate's going to... You don't understand how hard it is to get a review.
So
that literally
hard.
Only takes seconds. And it goes such a long way. It helps out so much. When people are looking for podcasts to listen to, different audio dramas, they're looking for that. They're looking at the reviews.
Yep.
They want to see what other people have to say, and that's going to help them choose whether or not they want to listen.
Yeah.
So if you think this show is really good, maybe not this specific episode, but if you like, get on there. Leave a review if you haven't. Or if you have, leave a better one.
I'm just kidding. Oh, geez.
No, you guys our fans are so awesome.
Absolutely.
They are so cool.
They're the reason I keep doing this, man.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. I mean, I would definitely, if you you get on there and you having a bad day writing, mm-hmm. you get on there and you read one of those.
Yeah.
It does. It's like fuel on a fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it gets you going.
All right. So if you have a friend
there you go.
Who makes a podcast and puts a thing out saying, hey guys, please, you know, review my show.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It helps.
Doesn't even take that much time.
No.
It's easy. And you don't know how much difference it makes.
It's huge.
It really is important.
Huge. Okay.
All right.
Now, let's get off of that soapbox. How many soapboxes do we have now?
Stacking them up, man.
Okay.
Okay. Title. Oh, wait, we read that one.
Never mind. We did.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
I like Cinda Effinrella.
Cinda Effinrella. I like that. That's great.
It's funny.
It is very funny. Okay, title is More Please with a Thumbs Up.
Yep.
3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, don't you love that?
binge this podcast, and now I'm begging for more. Storyline was easy to follow, but kept me captivated to the point I would rewind a minute or two if someone interrupted me to ask me a question.
That's awesome.
Kudos to the writer. Nice. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
That is awesome.
The actors and actresses also did a superb job.
Sweet.
Dolores' personality and voice cracks me up. I can't help but think if I had a mother like her, I'd want to shove a sock in her mouth and hug her at the same time. LOL.
There you go.
That's absolutely Dolores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope you all do a season 3, 4, etc. Bravo.
Bravo. Hand
with clap. A hand clap.
Yeah.
Very nice. I too want to shove a sock in my mom's mouth every once in a while and then hug her.
And hug
but
her.
Only so I can pop that sock out, you know, and use like one of those old school toy guns.
Oh man.
You just take a sock and then aim her at like
aim
your
her.
Dad.
Do like
you
a go, Heimlich.
Pop. That's funny. My mom listens to this, so she's gonna love that.
Oh.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So what else you got to say about that? Anything else? Do you love the 3 out of 5 stars? Out of nothing but bright and shining, just compliments.
I'm gonna say I'm super thankful for the positive feedback.
That was awesome. And honestly, any review is awesome.
Any review is awesome.
Even 3 out of 5 stars.
I'm gonna say it is kind of strange to me.
Yeah.
To see really great feedback and 3 out of 5. To me,
maybe she didn't want to say anything negative, you know,
right? Like
if it's not nice, don't say it.
Yeah,
you know
maybe,
I mean?
Maybe that's what it was.
That
and very
and
well
that
could have been
way
what
of
it was.
Doing it is just 3 out of 5.
Very possible,
yeah.
Very possible.
So, thank you for keeping all the other things that you wanted to say with the profanity out of the comment.
Thank you,
we appreciate that. I appreciate you, I really do.
Effinrella.
Also, Cinda Effinrella, great name, I love that name. Anyways, moving on. Now the kids that are listening to this show, they're like, Mommy, what's that
mean? I know.
We're bad.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. It's just two letters, F and N.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, Fun Nights.
Yep.
Cinda Fun Nights Rella.
There you go.
I did it.
You did it.
That took way longer than it should have.
Yeah, I did. Okay, second to last review.
Okay.
This is from Aaron 55. So interesting. 5 stars.
Nice.
Well done. Well thought out audio drama. One of my favorites. Can't wait to see what happens next.
Me neither.
We can't wait to show you what happens next. Season 3 is going to be so good.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of what happens next.
Oh, man. If only there was something that happened before season 3.
Funny that you should say that, Jeff.
I'm just so
because
I have so many questions about other things.
we're gonna go back to Schrodermeister.
Schrodermeister.
2 years ago, wrote a review. Mm-hmm. The title is what does that say, Jeff?
Sharp's the man.
Sharp's the man.
Again, 3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5 stars.
Sharp's kind of the man. No.
Big fan of Sharp. That guy needs his own podcast show.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I canceled this in the other episode, but it's fine.
Okay, hit it.
Ever since I read that, I knew I was going to make a spinoff all about Sharp and his team.
Yeah, you are.
And I know I already announced this, but just in case you somehow haven't heard it yet, we are making a spinoff called ETC, and it's all about Sharp, Martinez, Jones, Watson, and Carter, and it's going to be so fun, you guys. It's going to be full of action and fighting and guns and explosions and all the things that just are fun. Okay, well, here's the other cool things about this. We're actually consulting with people who are in the military to help us make this authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want. I want you to listen to ETC. And I want you, if you're not in the military, I want you to kind of be like, I'm not entirely sure what that means, but it sounds authentic. And then things are going to happen. You're like, oh, that's what that meant, because this explosion, whatever. Like, I want you to feel like you just got plucked out of wherever you are and placed in the middle of a battle with special ops operators. And you get to be a fly on the wall and watch how they do what they do. This is the United States' elite community that defends our country and protects us. And what they do is amazing, and they're the top 1% of you know, I can't even geek out on this enough. I've always loved Special Ops. I watch all the movies, you know, yeah. American Sniper, Lone Survivor, 13 Hours was so good. Oh my gosh.
So good.
So good, right?
So good.
And, you know, Black Hawk Down, all this. And I really want to contribute to mm-hmm. to that, yeah. to this, the body of work we have that really sheds a light on what these guys do and how they're just awesome.
Yeah. It's an honor to be able to play a character like this.
Absolutely.
That's part of the military. The heroes that we... So we have so many movies, so many superhero movies, if you will, but we just... There's so many real-life heroes out there that need to be honored, and I feel like this is going to be a way we can do that.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, and what's cool, too, is you know, the characters in the show come from a lot of different parts of the Special Ops community.
Yeah.
Sharp was, you know, in Delta Force.
Mm-hmm.
Jones came out of the Army Rangers.
Correct.
Watson came out of an ODA, which, if you guys don't know what that means, it's Green Berets. When someone says Special Forces, that actually means Green Berets. It doesn't refer to the other communities. Martinez came out of MARSOC, which is Marine Special Ops Command. And then Carter... Carter is a big question mark mystery, and I've done that on purpose. And you guys will eventually at some point get to learn more about Carter. But I'm holding that ace in my pocket for now. So
yeah, he's like the Wolverine of the group. Yeah. As I mentioned, superheroes get too much spotlight. I'm going to use it as an example.
That's great. That's a great job.
Yeah.
But, man, I really want you guys to listen to ETC and just feel a little bit of awe for... the precision and professionalism that this community embodies every day.
Yeah.
That's really what I want. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
With characters that you already know from Observer Report, so it's that much better.
Yeah.
You already know the characters, but you get to learn more about their backstories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to explore a little bit of that in the show. And here's the other cool thing. We're going to go all over the world.
Yeah, we are.
ETC is going to have a mission in...
On Nate's dime.
yeah. Hopefully not. We'll get to that.
There you go.
ETC is going to have a mission in Istanbul. They're going to have a mission in El Salvador. They're going to go to China. They're going to go to Thailand.
And you have a lot of actors from those areas.
I do.
In those parts. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to go to Iran. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is going to have a huge international cast. I need actors from all those places who are bilingual in both English and the language that is spoken in that part of the world. You're going to hear Arabic, Farsi, Kurdish, you know, Spanish, Chinese, Mandarin. You're going to hear a lot of languages. And it's going to be cool because we're gonna layer it over English, so you're going to be able to understand what they're saying.
Nice.
But you're going to hear the authentic language in the background. You're going to understand they're not speaking English. Or, you know, it's going to be really, really... I'm so excited about this. So, yeah, it is expensive, and we are crowdfunding for this, if you haven't heard. I will link the crowdfunder in the comments, the show notes. So if you have any interest at all in helping us make this, please, please, please consider joining. Even $5 would be a huge help. So I appreciate you guys. You are the fans. And I just wanted to...
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We can't do this without you.
Absolutely.
We could not do this without you.
Yeah, there would be no point in even doing this if it wasn't for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything, Jeff? Do you have anything else to say?
I got nothing else, man. That was a great ending.
All right.
I just, again, it's an honor to be part of this project. So remember when you called me into the office right at the beginning of it all and you told me. I had so many questions. And every single time you gave more details, I had more questions. I just needed to more and more about it. It is a great adventure. It's a great story, great history, great characters. You've just created a whole world, and I'm glad to be part of it. So,
not bad for an amateur production, huh?
Not bad.
Right on. Well, I'm honored to have you part of it, man. I'm so grateful for you. And Jeff has never taken a paycheck for any of this. He has done this all volunteer. Because he loves the show and he's just an awesome friend. So
mm-hmm.
You deserve a lot, man.
I'll take a hug.
Fair enough. All right. Hug. That's right now.
Hug, ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, bring it in.
Here's the hug.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Man, worth it.
Well, I did write music for your podcast.
You did.
So
you
if
did.
You want to hear a little bit of Nate Fisher music on The Seed,
yeah,
you need to look up that's The Seed.
The Seed is, yeah, that's a fun podcast to do.
Absolutely.
And Nate nailed it with the music. He not only gave me music for the just regular show, but he just did a Halloween version of that.
Mm-hmm.
So a Halloween special, so that was good.
And the Christmas special's coming next.
Christmas special's coming next. There it is. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for listening, you guys.
Yep.
And cue the blooper reel.
No!
Here we go. And actually, guys, I decided to do the blooper reel in a separate bonus episode. So just go to the next episode and you'll find that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.